shooting here on Jefferson resulted in the death of Tom David Trail and the injury of the caller, who is Michael Chin. The information that we got from Arby's, the female was transported to Gritman and she has also been declared deceased. I will be releasing their information on a press release after I get through with here so you can have their correct spelling. When we tied all this in together, we started checking other acquaintances of our shooter. And we went to a location up on Veatch, and when we made entry in there, we found another victim who was deceased from gunshot wounds at that residence. We are processing all three scenes at this point. We don't believe there's any additional victims that have been brought to our attention that we think are at danger at this point. Our understanding is the driver has been taken into custody and is currently at Whitman County Sheriff's Office Jail. We'll be processing paperwork with our prosecutor here to add additional charges as our investigation continues. So that is my quick synopsis, and I'll be glad to answer your questions.
Do you have any idea of the relationship between the shooter and the victims?
We believe they all know each other other than Michael Chin. Michael Chin is from Seattle. He was talking with David Trail in reference to some office work, and he was just in the office when the shooter came in and immediately started shooting. Didn't give any statements at that time to David Trail. He just started shooting, and once he shot David Trail, he then shot Michael Chin, left and then came back in. As far as the relationship with the Arby's, we don't know at that point. We will be investigating in that part, but the shooter, when he came in, did ask for the manager, and the manager did come out, and that's when she was shot. As far as the victim on Veatch, this is the shooter's mother. Any additional questions?
Any sense of motivation?
At this point, we're not sure exactly what the motive is. It's currently in the preliminary stages of the investigation, so there won't be any conclusions at this point made until we process all and identify additional witnesses and have a chance to talk to them.
I heard that there was some report of some activity towards towards Troy. Is there any relationship with any second shooter or anything that?
Not to my knowledge. We believe Mr. Lee is responsible for all the victims here in Moscow.
And who was called for aid at the scenes of the crime? Was both the Pullman Fire Department and the Moscow Fire Department, were they both alerted to the need?
Once we had the 911 call of shootings, yes, EMS personnel were dispatched the same time officers were.
Okay.
David Trail is 76 years of age and he is of Moscow. The victim's name at Arby's is Belinda Nybar and she is 47 years of age of Moscow. Michael Chin is the second victim on Jefferson, who has a gunshot wound to his left arm and left leg. And he is 39 of Seattle. And then the adopted mother of our shooter has been identified as Terry Grobowski, and she is 61 of Moscow.
What type of weapon are we talking about here?
At this point, we know it's a handgun. We'll work with the Pullman agencies. We have worked with them to impound the car. We'll be asking for both search warrants for our shooter's home and the vehicle and see if we can recover the weapon.
Has the shooter said anything of value yet to the police?
I wouldn't really say information at this point, but we have not talked to the shooter here. That's all been handled by Washington.
Is he going to be kept there, or is he going to be brought over to the jail here?
Well, we'll be working on getting warrants for his arrest to expedite him to Moscow.
Two victims at the first scene, one dead, one injured. Second scene, Arby's, one dead person there. And then the third victim, suspect's mother at her residence.
Correct.
No, you said mother or adopted mother. I thought it was her adopted.
we, as far as our relationship, mother, but he is adopted.
Any other guns found in the vehicle?
I can't tell you that. We haven't processed the car yet. We will have to get a search warrant to get us entry into that, and we'll process it as a crime scene. We are having the Idaho State Police assist us, since we have three scenes, and the Latah County Sheriff's Office has also volunteered to help us, so we will be taking the scenes over. ISP will be doing Arby's, and the county and the police department will be doing the other two scenes jointly. As I say, we'll be putting another press release out here in about 10 or 15 minutes with the names of the victims on there, so you will have their proper status. Any additional questions? Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.